Surf's up for today's GeoQuiz. You can catch the perfect wave off the coast of the island we're looking for. It's part of French Polynesia, so that puts us in the South Pacific Ocean. The island's about 400 square miles, and it's a beautiful place. The French painter Paul Gauguin certainly liked it there. Today, it's especially popular with tourists. And dude, those waves, you won't find better surfing anywhere. In fact, a 3D IMAX film about surfing is being shot on the island. The film is expected to premiere in 5 months, but you've got a mere 5 seconds to shoot the tube and come up with the answer. Okay, time's up. We were looking for an island location in the heart of French Polynesia where shooting is underway for an IMAX surfing movie. The island is Tahiti. National Geographic explorer John Bauermasser has been watching the shoot. He's currently on the Paul Gauguin in the South Seas. John, help us out a bit here. Does Tahiti really have the wildest, most dangerous, most perfect surf wave?
Absolutely. It's without question the wildest thing I've ever seen. It's just off of shore. It's called Chaupu. And it's where all the great surfers come to test their mettle. And it's also one of the scariest things you've ever seen, this big kind of rolling barrels. And these guys somehow manage to ride straight through them.
So this is another surfing movie. I mean, it's like every surfer filmmaker has been one-upping the greatest of the genre called Endless Summer since it came out in 1966. What's new about this movie?
Well, this is going to be the biggest ever, I have to say, because it's being shot on 3D IMAX, so that when people go to see it, it'll be 8 stories tall. So they'll literally feel like they're inside these waves. I've seen just some of the rushes on a computer screen, but even with that, you have to kind of step back, because they mounted cameras on the front of these surfboards, 3D cameras on the front of these surfboards, so you literally feel like you're in the middle of the riskiest wave, the most dangerous wave in the world. They just break really hard so that they have a tendency to throw surfers quite a ways if they don't make it. This is not a wave that you want to miss.
If you go back and watch a bit of that movie Endless Summer, it's a little quaint. Lines like, surfers aren't looking for the biggest waves, but the smallest with perfect shape. So this sounds like these are bigger and more perfect waves. Is that right?
Bigger and more perfect and more dangerous. And to be honest, I think that's what's happened since the Endless Summer, is everything's been challenged, and now these guys come over here just to try and survive these things. The film focuses on two great surfers, one Kelly Slater, the American who's been the world champion 9 times, and then a Tahitian named Raymana Van Bastelaar, who is regarded as, I think his nickname is the Tahitian Dream. I mean, he's kind of the godfather of local surfing here.
And so you're going around with the filmmaker Stephen Lowe, who's shooting this IMAX movie. What have you seen, what crazy feats of strength have you seen a world surfing champion Kelly Slater pull off?
Well, in order to film the actual surfing, obviously, they have to take their big camera, their big IMAX camera, which when it's in its underwater housing weighs about 145 pounds. They have to take that and put it right on the edge of the wave so that they can get these guys surfing towards it. So there's all sorts of jet skis around to pull the cameraman out in case they get in trouble, jet skis around to pull the surfers in and out of the waves, etc. But he's been out shooting B-roll as well, which means taking this big camera out and diving with whales and deep down about 100, 120 feet deep here on Rangiroa, looking at shark populations, etc. So it won't just be a surfing movie. It'll really be this beautiful look at French Polynesia at Tahiti today.
John, I know you're not a surfer, but reading your blog the other day, it still is really evocative about just being in the South Pacific. You write, I went for a swim this morning in deep water in the middle of the South Pacific, 12,000 feet deep. You write, the sea was lumpy with 6-foot swells running towards Hawaii, using just a mask and snorkel, no fins, peering into the depths. I tried to imagine what was below. What does go through your head at a moment like that?
Well, 77% of the planet is covered by ocean, and when you're out there in the middle of it, you realize just how little we know about it. I was swimming, and beneath me was 2 miles of ocean leading to the floor, and I would say that virtually no one on the planet knows what's down there. And this is a very remote part of the world. No one's explored down there yet. Sometimes you'll hear people say that there's nothing yet to be discovered. Well, I was swimming out there thinking about all that lay below and realizing just how little we know about that part of the world.
Right. You don't know what's down below, but with Kelly Slater on a surfboard, you certainly know what's on top of it. John Bauermasser in the South Pacific, not far from Tahiti, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thank you, John. Can't wait to see the film.
Yeah, thank you, Marco, and we'll keep reporting in.